This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I think that we are live, and welcome everybody to the latest episode of the Nerd Nest podcast. We're going to do this one live, as suggested by Rich, who is waving at us right now on the video version for the audio people. He's going to say hello.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing?
And Russ is over there in beautiful Hawaii. It's very, very early for him, which is funny because I think we were talking this morning when I woke up at 6:30 in the morning here on the East Coast, and he was still awake. So, dude, you're a machine. How's it going, Russ? Machine.
I'm doing good. I'm taking a nap after this.
And Carrie got his Steam Deck OLED about how long ago, Carrie?
I don't know, about an hour maybe. It arrived at like 1:10. I got no notification. They didn't ring the bell. They didn't do anything. I was just checking my Ring doorbell, and I see him just like slide it and walk away. And I was like, no. So I ran and I got it. So about an hour and a half now.
And he hasn't told us, but I'm guessing he already has like 4,000 benchmarks running automated as we speak. But he's going to have a lot to say. And mine is sitting here on my desk. It arrived literally... I don't know how I texted you guys how long before, like, I'm going to say 15 minutes.
Yeah. 15 minutes.
Yeah. It just about 15 minutes ago. So, we're doing this live over on the YouTube channel, nerdnest.tv or youtube.com/nerdnest. And, fire your questions into chat. Rich is going to be monitoring chat and, asking questions. Carrie's going to be answering them as best he can. And, but before we start getting, like, we'll give you guys time to get your questions in. Carrie, you tweeted out this screen is amazing. I'm going to start opening my mine up on camera so people can see it. But talk about your first impressions with this screen.
So I didn't really get a real good chance to fully appreciate the screen until after I had logged in, but even while during the login process, there was a number of things that I had noticed. Number one, the new Wi-Fi wanted to grapple onto my Wi-Fi 6 routers more. I'm in my basement. I have a Wi-Fi 5 router, which I always connect to just because of signal strength, but it only gave me a choice of the Wi-Fi 6 routers almost immediately and didn't want to offer me the Wi-Fi 5 one until like 40 seconds later. And I was like, all right, but it's like way too far up and it wouldn't be good. But also the touchscreen is noticeably improved with that, increased polling rate. That is a huge improvement. And it's subtle, but I think it's one of the things that I think, what a lot of the other reviewers have noted as well yesterday, that, there's just a lot of incremental small improvements that make the entire package just way nicer. And that is probably the first two that immediately popped out. Only until that I get to the library screen of like when you need to install games and stuff, does it become a pronounced difference. Because the black that they have that's like on top, like the Steam coloring for the library, on the LCD, it's just kind of this like muddy contrast because the backlight's blaring through. And on the OLED, it just slinks away into like blackness and it just looks so much nicer. And I would say that just that screen alone was what made me appreciate it tremendously. But right now I'm just basically downloading every new HDR game that I have in my library. So I got like Ratchet and Clank going, which is installed.
That's awesome.
Doom Eternal. Now I have to like buy Armored Core Rubicon. It's like, yep. I got to get that now. I was just like, yep. I don't have time to play it, but it supposedly has a really good HDR implementation. But yeah, it's, I think you're going to notice this as well, Bill.
So one question, Kerry, was the brightness. How does the brightness on Steam Deck compare from LCD to OLED? And I saw some comments on the dimness too, right?
Yeah, can you speak dimness, to that as well? I'm interested in that too.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a comment, a tweet earlier from a Valve employee that had noted that the OLED gets a bit less bright than the LCD version did. And the LCD version already got fairly low in brightness as it was.
I think it was 4 nits, and now it's down to 2 nits.
I don't know what it is. It's just a crazy small number. What are those balloons?
I don't know. What are those?
That was balloons? Awesome. Who did that? You did get a super chat. So I'll read the super chat. Would the etch glass in the high-end model have the OLED display? Yeah, it does. Also, would adding a screen protector negate the benefits of the etch glass? So I don't think so, right? I think that's how it worked last time. Yeah. The screen protector does not.
Yeah, so he asked, does it haze the display? Like, is it affecting the vibrancy of it? And so, yeah, that's one of my concerns too. And I've heard the same thing, that if you put a glass protector on it, it's supposed to improve it. I actually have the dbrand one, so I might do that when I get mine tonight or tomorrow or whatever and see what the difference is.
I think it was not Taki. I can't remember who it was. Somebody put a screen protector on
Linus.
Was it Linus? Okay. I can't remember. I watched like four of these things yesterday. Somebody put a screen protector on and you could see the haze disappear instantaneously. So yeah, it definitely does make the dark colors not quite as dark having that on there. But if you're used to the LCD, you know, it's going to be a huge step up anyway. But a lot of people are saying, you know, you're better off going with the mid-tier range and then just getting a big SSD to put in there instead.
Yeah, Kerry, you have a 1 terabyte, right? So you have the etched glass. What do you think?
I do have the etched glass on the LCD version. And I, for what it's worth, I prefer the etched glass one for a number of reasons. For anti-glare reasons, but also it is less apparent to fingerprints. And that is something that I greatly appreciate from the etched glass. The unit that I have is not etched. It is full on like.
Oh, really?
Glass. Yeah. So. Yep. Mine is.
Yours isn't etched glass?
Mine is not etched glass. No, not from what I can tell.
Yours looks etched, Bill.
Yeah, it does.
Well, this one, this is the LCD version. Obviously, they're not on. And it has this is etched glass, and then this is the OLED version with etched glass.
No, mine doesn't have a haze.
Wow,
people want to see the bezels.
Here's the Legion Go,
right, where you can see the full light, like outline sharp. Yeah, that's fully not hazed. Yep.
Yep.
All right. So what did you say, Rich?
People want to see those bezels. A lot of people also corrected me that it was Dave2D. Linus also put on a screen protector, but I'm sure Dave2D did a better job if anyone saw that Linus video. so yeah, I bet you were referring more to Dave2D than Linus.
Maybe. I can't remember. I watched so many of those things yesterday. So I'm going to go ahead and turn mine on now. So that's surprising. Like in your package, did it say, Kerry, that you had the 1 terabyte version?
I do have the 1 terabyte version, but it doesn't look like I have anti-glare.
Wow.
I can show you my anti-glare. So this is my...
Here, let me switch to a different screen so we can see you. Yeah. Well, after you're ready for it.
You can switch. I'm good here. So I don't know if you're going to be able to pick this up, but like, where's my light? All right, so you see there's like a haziness on my purple one, which has the... Yep. And it looks hazy in that picture,
That looks hazy to me.
try turning off your new one. Like, turn the screen off so we can get the same like light reflection on it.
Here, let me, while you're doing this, and for the audio listeners, I'm going to apologize, but I'm just going to zoom in on Carrie real quick.
You know, I have to look at my it does look hazy, right?
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Carrie, Bill, does the OLED feel lighter? Can you tell?
A tiny bit.
Yeah.
So that might be something to say about the OLED itself. If Carrie, like, if he did get a hazed one and it doesn't feel hazed to him, that's kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, this does feel lighter. So, like, it's excuse me, it's only supposed to be 30 grams lighter. This is surprising how much lighter that feels. But also at the same time, as you guys can see, I've got my modified one, you know? So I don't know how much this has changed, and I don't have a scale nearby to see how much it weighs now. So I'm not sure. And I think we all have modified ones, right?
I still have my original cases. Yeah.
I switched out my Hall analog sticks. That's it.
Bill, I want your take on the haptics. What do you think? I'm not going to say anything until you say something.
Well, they're not active yet. So okay. Before we get there, why don't you, Rich, we got any more questions?
I have a ton. So I'm just going to go through some real quick. So someone asked earlier if the sample unit is running 3.5. I do believe it's running 3.5, and probably even, is it an even more like advanced?
It's different for us. We have a different one, but it is not preview. It's not 3.6, which is what I have. It's 3.5, but for this.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And then someone asked, does the OLED Steam Deck maintain its 9-watt power soft cap before diminishing returns, or does the 6 nanometer IPU change that?
I'll have to get back to you. I will give you that information as soon as I
can. We gotta wait for the Fox review for that one.
So there's actually some interesting information there, and I will get some really good information with regard to power on the APU and if the ratio is the same in terms of averaging on boost, because the Steam Deck was the first unit that we got during that time that the total system power seemed out of ordinary compared to what Intel and even AMD Renoir were at the time. Typically, just really quickly, when we were at like 15 watt TDP at full burn, just like letting it roll, typically, even on Intel, like GPD Win 3 and AMD Renoir, we were around 22 to 23 watts total system power. When Steam Deck came out, that jumped to 27. So there was a discrepancy there, and I could never figure out why. I thought it was the RAM at first. It turned out to be that. But with DF's Digital Foundry's thing, they showed it going to 23 watt, which is back to how it was. So it's a different ratio, and I will be able to quantify that for everyone soon. And if that's the case, that's also huge outside of the 25% larger battery.
Yep. We got a couple people, including Michael Benny, just asked about cryo utils. We won't know. Basically, the question is, do we need cryo utils? I think it's still going to help, but we all just got our Steam Decks at best. So Russ and I don't have ours yet. So it's going to take some time to test. And I know we are hoping for Cal to get one as well so that he can test himself.
Absolutely. Just so everybody knows, I'm like totally, I just got a new phone yesterday. It doesn't have Steam Guard on it. So I got to like type in stuff old school instead of using the QR code. You know, Rich, you could continue running questions and stuff while I try and get this back on screen.
Carrie, do you have the case? Like, I'd be interested in seeing the case difference because I haven't seen a lot about that.
With the liner?
Yeah, isn't that a new case now? Like, they made like an inner case inside of the case or something?
It's thinner. I can put that on screen in a second, but go ahead and talk about it, Carrie.
Yeah, it does feel thinner. I don't like them anyway. They're just huge.
Too.
It's like way too big. I mean, you think about how much space is going to take, but that's just me, right? It's my opinion. Subjectively, I heard that this comes out. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, that's much nicer.
That's it.
I apologize,
that's the liner.
Audio listeners.
So I've got to say, this is something I forget who I was talking to about, but like, I feel like Valve, by listening to their community, they end up killing a lot of things. So like they killed Vibrant Deck, right? Like, yeah, you don't need Vibrant Deck anymore. That slim case, there are a bunch of, you know, case providers that do slim cases, and now you may not need one if you get this nice case.
Yeah. There's something go ahead.
I was going to say, Tom Talk emailed me yesterday. I was like, hey, could you show our stuff off in your review? I'm like, I don't know. I think Valve replaced you.
Yeah. Tom Talk still has the nice big bag. I still love that one. But yeah, if you're going for the slim case, then maybe you don't need that anymore.
What's that called when Apple does that? Sherlocking, I think it's called, because they replace things by stealing, like somebody has a good idea and then Apple does that idea and it's built in. And I think it's called Sherlocking.
Right.
That's what people always get mad at them.
Yeah. Some people said the murdered deck HD. Yeah, that's another one. I will say, though, it's easier to replace the display now, right? So there's less of a reason to get the deck HD, but if you do get another screen, it's easier to replace now than it was before.
Mm. I wasn't a big fan of deck HD even initially when it was announced. Going to a higher resolution, I never thought was necessary. But yeah, this is unfortunate that there are a lot of people that were trying to exist in the Steam Deck ecosystem and have just been like sideswiped out of it. But for what it's worth, Vibrant Deck was a poor solution. It was a solution that was, I'm not saying that the way that they implemented was poor. It was the only tools that they had available to themselves to make something better. And at the time, that was great. But now it's been replaced by an actually proper solution where you're not just like, you know, messing with things in a big way. You're actually doing things in a much smarter way. And how that affects other things, like even how they're doing like HDR stuff now is impressive. Like I was watching the live stream for the X conference, X session, and how they're converting Rec 709 to Rec 2020. And then like basically doing a bunch of work because HDR is kind of all over the place, even on Windows. And games can have a bad implementation of HDR. So Valve, GameScope, everyone there that's working on it, they're working on implementations to like baseline HDR and make everything nice. So they're creating this foundational way of doing HDR so that they're fixing how games are doing it improperly. And how games are doing it improperly is also leveraged against like doing Rec 709 and how do those values work. So it was a pretty interesting talk. But it goes to show you how far Valve is going, not just for Vibrant Deck, you know, what they did before for the initial 3.5 and GameScope having that 3D LUT based off of the EDID chromacity. Now they're doing that and HDR. So it's like GameScope is just this humongous thing now that is just super awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been typing in my password and stuff as like 1,000 times as I try and sign into Steam. Because I don't have Steam Guard, but the haptics, I think, feel a lot better.
So I was using them and they are pronounced and distinct.
I haven't touched the trackpads yet, but on the keyboard, when you're typing things in on the keyboard, they feel way better.
Way better. Not in terms of fidelity. In like as you're typing, it's far more responsive. It doesn't feel like you're like hitting around a key. It feels very precise. The touchpads themselves also feel different. And I want to play some games just to just get a better idea, especially ones that you. One of my favorite things about the trackpad was the trackball feel. Like when you fling your thumb and it would like that feeling felt so good. I want to play a game that had the trackball thing. Like, I forget which game I played. It was like Atari had one that you could get the crystal castles feel.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, well, that's how the first game I played with the trackpad, and it mimicked the trackball so well that I loved it. So I want to see how that feels now.
Guys, the questions are racking up, and we have some easy ones, so I'm gonna knock them out real quick. Is the OLED a landscape or portrait? Still portrait, right?
It's still portrait.
Less important, real quick. That's less important on a Linux system than it is on a Windows system. Am I correct in that, Carrie?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead, Rich.
The secret sauce. Can you use the LCD deck charger to charge this new OLED deck? They're actually both 45 watts. They didn't increase the wattage on the OLED deck charger. It is longer. It's 2.5 meters now versus 1.5 meters. But yeah, you can use the LCD deck charger. Does the kill switch cover fit better in a new Steam Deck case? I think it's the same exact frame. That's Juan Solo asked that one.
Right.
Yeah, so same frame, so it should fit the exact same way it did before. An opinion one. Guys, what do you think? I need your opinion. Will this hold until 2028 or something? I believe that the APU is kind of small to last. Yeah, 2028 is a while from now. So that my opinion.
I don't think that that's not a good target. Like, Valve is going to update this thing as soon as they can get a good generational boost.
Yeah.
That makes them feel like they're not getting just a tiny little incremental update.
So, right.
By the way, just real quick, I got logged in and wouldn't you know it, kicked me out of my old Steam Deck. Because I had to get my authentication off of my system. All right, go ahead, Rich. What were the other questions?
Akhnan, I don't know how you pronounce that actually, but someone asked a couple times, is the HDR Dolby Vision or HDR 10 Plus?
Oh, that I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Let's come back to that one.
Yeah, is that answer possibly in the that email that we received?
Let us check.
Yeah, can someone one of you check? While somebody's checking, Rich, you want to hit the next question?
I got more. Let's see. Any news or rumors regarding the new Steam controller? Dude, I wish. I want one so bad. I don't think my speculation, I've done good with speculation so far, so I'm going to keep doing it, right? So my speculation is that the Steam Deck 2 will probably be some sort of like Steam Deck ecosystem. That's my prediction. It's going to be like Steam Deck plus like a eGPU solution that Valve themselves provide, plus the Steam Controller 2, plus something around VR. And probably not all at once, but I think that that's what they're targeting. Again, complete speculation. Do not take that as fact. I just made it up.
So there's nothing in the email about HDR 10 versus Dolby.
Okay. So, Kerry, you were not kidding. The screen is gorgeous.
Yeah, when you see it, it's on real nice.
It's crazy. I'm gonna put the Legion Go next to it so that we can see them side by side. Because this is a really nice screen. At least I thought it was. Of course,
The Legion Go screen is very nice.
Very nice. A few people asked Legion Go screen versus Steam Deck OLED versus Ally.
Steam Deck OLED.
Yeah, easily the OLED. Like, it's crazy good.
That's crazy because I found the Lenovo Legion Go to be way better than the Ally, and which I thought was amazing. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing some screen testing between them.
Yeah.
The colors are just jumping off of this screen in, like, it almost looks like I'm looking at a magazine.
It's clean. It is clean.
Very, very clean.
Like, the edges of everything, like, it's like, it's clean.
One of my biggest gripes about the Steam Deck, of course, I had a prototype version, was the Steam button and the quick access menu buttons. And those, I don't have one of the newer ones to compare it to, except for now the OLED version, because I've heard that they've done improvements. These feel way better. Super clicky.
Wow.
Yeah, this is really, really nice. They still are a little too flush, I feel like, with the top. I wish it were a different texture or something to make it easier to feel, but the satisfying click that you get by pushing that in, I'm going to zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, it's not mushy at all. There's no question if you push the button or not, whereas before it was like...
Oh, that's great.
That was another thing I was hoping for.
You asked about somebody was asking about the D-pad. Kerry, I haven't had a chance to play a game with it. Talk about the D-pad real quick.
The D-pad, I can only speak at it very briefly. It just feels a lot tighter. It feels a lot tighter.
Yeah, I've heard there were difficulties in hitting diagonals with the old one. I never really had any issues. But yeah, that'll be something I test in mine as well. You know, do the old contra test and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I'm interested in seeing how that goes as well.
Russ,
Same thing with the thumbstick grips.
I'm going to teach you a new test because I've been using it and it's really, really good. So it's my it's my new favorite test. So because it's a good test from not just doing a fireball, but connecting a fireball from a move. It's like baby.
I saw you do that in the Legion Go video. Yeah.
So I like that one. A couple more questions. All right, this one's a tough one. Do you think it's worth it to upgrade from an LCD deck?
Okay, so it depends on how much disposable income you have. That's always the answer that, like, people always ask, is this worth X? And my answer to that is, like, you know, somebody could, you know, spend $5 on a game and not even think about it. Somebody could spend $200 on a limited edition game and not even think about it. And somebody else might spend $5 on a game and not be able to eat that day, you know? So is it worth it? It depends on how much extra money you have. Would I, if I didn't get one sent to me by Valve, would I run out and buy one? No. But that doesn't mean it's not a significant improvement over the one that we already have. How do you feel about it, Carrie?
Yeah, so I think we need to qualify the answer to that question. If to the person that cares about performance, this is not generational in any way. To the person that cares about battery life, this is significant. And how we can qualify that in different use cases, I think we're going to find that to be generational. I think you're going to find a generational uplift in battery life based on what I've seen so far. And there's a little bit more testing there, right? But like, if you could, like, typically generational for me is like at least a 50% uplift. So performance, we're not going to get that at all. But battery life, yeah, you might get 50% better battery life across the entire spectrum. So,
and that's amazing, right? Because the capacity is only 25% bigger. So that's 6 nanometers and it's lighter. So that 6 nanometers is going a long way, and the savings from the display is going a long way. So the fact that you're able to get 50%. Let's see. Someone asked about, a couple people are asking more questions about the D-pad fighters. Carrie and Bill, if you're just joining us, they just got their Steam Deck OLEDs. That me and Russ haven't gotten ours yet, so we haven't had a chance to test fighters yet.
They're 100 gigabyte games too, you know what I mean?
My favorite to test is Street Fighter Anniversary Collection, so that's the first one I'm going to install. It's a small game, it's retro, so that stuff is good. Let's see,
that's such a nice angle.
Someone asked about the
I don't know if you guys can see this. Downloading content, 0%. Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Spencer asked about the Steam and Quick Access buttons. Are they still mushy? Carrie, you answered that one. They're not.
They're not. They're fantastic.
I love that. I'm so happy about that.
One of you guys mentioned the sticks. This is so much better.
Yeah?
Yes. Like, the sticks on the old deck were flat on top. Mm-hmm. And there was very little lip there. These have a significant lip and a little, is it convex or concave? I never remember. Concave. Yeah, these have like a concave spot for your thumb. It feels really, really good. And the outside angle might be a little bit different as well. Also, you notice that these are black. I mean, that's just color, but these are black and the other ones are gray. So you can easily tell the difference if you don't have, you can't see the power button or whatever. They feel really good. If I go into my settings, I can go down to controller and, controller name. Well, that's weird. Oh, you can name the controllers. I forgot about that. I can do a begin test and...
Yeah, everything. Someone asked about the dead zones. Does anyone know how the dead zones are?
Well, we can do a test right now. This is the best angle that I can get for this. I'm just going to just barely touch the controller. Just, and you could see that it's responding fairly quickly. I don't know if this shows up on stream very well.
Yeah, I can see it.
Like, I'm just barely moving it. Yeah. I can't tell you if it's a good dead zone or a bad dead zone, because that kind of thing is always something that is lost on me. I'm not in, like, I don't care all that much. It always just, it's always fine for me. Carrie, what do you think about the dead zones on this?
Well, the dead zones should be mappable. You can actually shrink them or do whatever you want. As far as we're aware from other questions, they're not using Hall Effect. So I would wager that they're using quite similar analog sticks. Having said that, I was fine with the analog sticks on the Steam Deck as it was, but you should be able to, yeah, like the screen that you're at right now, Bill, you should be able to adjust the dead zones how you want. And you can fine tune that as you would like to. Going along with what you were saying, even the material that they have on the top of the thumbstick is different. It's no longer that smoothish material. It's a little, it's like a plastic sticky type of almost feeling.
Yeah, you know the B-roll that has been in all of our videos 1,000 times when they announced the Steam Deck, and they had
everyone's
one
video
where this was really, really dark, like the center part was really dark black, and mine never looked like that. This looks like that. Like, it's very, very dark black in the middle, where the capacitance is.
I think it's an improvement. I like it. I like it after using it.
Yep. A couple of people asked about upgrading the LCD screen to OLED. I think Valve said, I think Lawrence Yang said it's a no. It's a no for them, which is unfortunate, but yeah.
I'm okay. So this is a thinner panel than the one that's in there, which is why they're able to fit a bigger battery in there. And I think that that's the reason why people can't upgrade the screen, because stuff isn't going to fit together. And like, if you look at Dave2D and I don't know if Linus took it all apart or not, but like, they opened it up and the inside is completely different than it used to be.
Yeah, it's a bigger fan now too, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm trying desperately to get something to install. I don't know why I can't get something to install on this thing. I still can't get over how good this screen looks. It's just crazy. Yeah.
So, someone joked that you need a Wi-Fi 6E router.
I am online, and I know that I'm online because I saw one of my friends popped up that they were playing a game. So I know that I'm online. I just can't.
It's just not downloading.
It's just not downloading anything. See, like, this is marked as, you know what? Maybe if I just take out my SD card and like, now it'll say that it's not installed. And now if I hit install, we'll see if that works.
That's a good Sonic Mania. It's only like 200 megs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's like super contrast heavy.
Yeah. Very, very colorful. I was thinking about what are the games that are going to look the best on this?
Yeah, I'm tempted now to buy Ratchet and Clank, even though I played through it on the PS5. And I think there was a sale recently, too. But, man, yeah, I really want to see what it looks like on that OLED.
Oh, download speeds.
I'm looking.
Someone mentioned changing your download region, too. That's a good idea in case it's set to the wrong one.
Although, what? I can't. I'm not a good example of, like, the faster download speeds, because I don't have 6E routers in my house. I have, like, the old Google Home routers.
Yep.
Those are also double matted. Those are also kind of not great.
Gotcha. They work fine for me.
Yeah, they're easy to set up.
Super, which is what I like. And they have parental controls, so I can just say, oh, there's no internet after 11 o'clock.
Nice.
I have a game downloaded, but I don't really have the best setup to be, I could only use this.
Yeah.
Sonic is loading up right now. Says starting launch, so we can see what it looks like. Hopefully, maybe someday. We just had a super chat come in from Trev JC. They said, "Could I take my 1 terabyte SSD? I can't see it. With all the games on it, and try and put the new OLED deck without issue." I don't see why not, but I'm not a super technical.
I believe Pierre Liu already responded to that on Twitter to someone asking that, and he said yes.
Awesome. Now, one thing I will say is it's turned sideways so that it's no longer covering up your Wi-Fi chip, right?
I didn't.
The SSD. Yes. Yeah. In the teardown, I saw that in the Dave TD. It's now this way, and it's away from the Wi-Fi. Is this a super chat? As Valve mentioned, they achieved the Steam Deck they always wanted. Does it mean we won't get any new revisions till Steam Deck 2? Will they focus more on shipping to more countries? This does kind of bring up something I wanted to bring up, which is that like there are some people that are feeling a bit slighted, either because of the fact that there's still no general Steam OS, they're still not delivering to other regions, or just the fact that it feels too soon. Yeah, some people feel that way. Epulse Vox tweeted out about that, for example.
Right. I would just qualify that this is not a performance upgrade. This is right. The Switch OLED of the Switch.
Right.
So you should feel the same way of the Switch OLED versus the Steam Deck OLED, right? You got a bigger screen. We're getting a bigger screen. We're getting OLED, but also you're getting a bazillion other improvements and a bigger battery. It is an improvement, but you're not really getting a less performance quality between the two.
Yep. As for what Valve will do, we don't know. I do suspect that they want to ship to more countries. They mentioned it again in their interviews, right? Their interview with Adam Savage, I think they did mention that they want to work on that. And they said that they hope that Steam OS will be coming soon to general usage, but they've said that since the launch of the Steam Deck. So I think it's just when it's ready.
Yeah.
So on screen now, I've got the OLED Switch and the OLED Steam Deck like side by side, so people can see how they look. Wow, that is a lot brighter. I don't know how do you adjust the brightness on the Switch. I can't remember.
Hold the button on the right.
This is such a hard test, right? Because there's going to be people looking at this through an LCD, watching this through a camera, through a thing. But all right. I mean,
both at max brightness now.
Oh yeah,
both look good.
They both look good. This one is you could look at the reflections.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to quantify, and it just looks absolutely clean, like you are looking at a magazine. Like it's so nice. It almost looks fake. If you were to just take a screenshot and not have anything moving, you would be thinking that it's off and just has like a sticker over it.
I'm doing the famous rust test, and I'm not getting any accidental diagonal inputs.
Nice.
Good.
What were you saying, Rich?
I don't know. I think that's,
the OLED dumbfounded him. It's just,
pretty.
Any other questions that we have?
I'm still looking. While I play Sonic? I will say we were talking about whether or not it's worth the upgrade. Steam Deck HQ is doing a survey, and Noah from Steam Deck HQ has given me a few updates. So the data from the survey isn't available yet. But one of the questions, of course, is do you have a Steam Deck? And then the second question is do you plan on upgrading? And of those that have a Steam Deck, it was something like 51-52% do not plan on upgrading, which I think is actually a high amount for people that do plan on upgrading. If it's over 40% of folks, I know these are probably the more dedicated folks that are answering the survey, but still, if over 40% of the dedicated folks are planning on upgrading, that seems pretty high.
You know, there's that also, I think probably the Switch OLED effect is for us, right? We have kids and stuff. So you can hand me down the non-OLED one to the kids. And then you're like, I'll just get myself the OLED, but I'll be nice and I'll give them this. I always think that that's a thing that happens.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to see a lot of aftermarket.
Sorry, go ahead, Russ.
I was going to say, I think we're going to see a lot of aftermarket Steam Decks as well, you know, like eBay and whatnot. So for people who want to get one for an affordable price, like they have the option of getting LCD one that's used, you know, because we're going to see a lot of those on the market as well. And so that'll be interesting too.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, I saw a little bit of the backlash for people talking about, you know, oh, you know, it's too soon. And I've been saying this for a really long time, that I thought that Valve should update the Steam Deck often. And you don't have to buy one every time a new one comes out. Like, I just upgraded my phone from the one from 2 or 3 years ago to this one. And the only reason that I upgraded this one was because my son dropped his phone and the back shattered. And I was like, well, that's as good an excuse as any. So I ended up getting the new phone. And the people who just bought one like a couple of weeks ago, I can understand them being dejected and being like, oh man, that sucks. But if you bought your Steam Deck and you got it, when did they originally meet all shipping, and they were like, okay, all the waiting is over, you guys can just buy stuff now? When was that? Do you guys remember?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Like September?
Yeah. I was going to say around 21, Q3.
Yeah. So like a year ago, you've had a year with this thing.
Yep.
I think it's okay that somebody buys a new one, and the Steam Deck is still, like, the LCD version, still a good system.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's one thing that I always bring up. Especially on the more exotic ones. Like, so now, like, you look at GPD and Aya, those, because there's so few of those that actually get sold, the market resale value remains high on them. And while some people are still not going to get the full value that they got out of it, sometimes they do. But the reality is, like, if they spent like $700 or $800 on a unit, they could sell it for like $600. And then I was like, you know, if you had it for a year and you paid $200, just consider that you rented it for like $15 a month or something, and just look at it through that angle. And that's one thing that I've always tried to always consider for myself, is if I knew I was going to effectively make my own trade-in program, that's how I would look at it.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Russ.
No, I was just exactly that. You know, I got a lot of comments in my own Twitter. It was like, oh, now my Steam Deck is obsolete. I'm like, man, the Steam Deck is still amazing, like the LCD one is. And so it's like an upgrade path with the Switch. Like, when the Switch OLED came out, did you upgrade right then? Or did you say, I'll wait until I'm ready for it? You know, those are the kind of things you kind of got to consider.
Agreed.
I was going to work on a video, which I never do. I never make a video of like a holiday time, like best of for 2023 or 2022. I never did those. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make that video. And I was like really thinking about it. Ultimately, what it's going to come down to is like the ROG Ally, Lenovo Legion Go, and the Steam Deck still. And I still was going to recommend the Steam Deck, because when you look at it through the lens of, you know, actually using it at length in a battery form factor, right, like actually as a handheld, it's still extremely performant at lower TDPs. So you're still going to get very good performance while getting good battery life. The OLED does change that, but the Steam Deck was still going to be in my list of what you should buy for 2023. And this was before I knew that the OLED was coming out. So I still think it's a good buy, and it's something that is nice to have. So no, I don't think that this changes things based on that.
I have two super chats. One I missed a while back from Bobby Breckens 93. Hello, do you all think the OLED Steam Deck will go through minor hardware revisions as the LCD Steam Deck did through its first few months of release? I don't think so for the first few months, but I think in general, they're going to continue to upgrade the internals and look at places where they can, just make it better.
Right.
Yeah.
Not only that, but like, we're going to complain. Like, we're going to find things about this that we're like, oh, come on. It was almost perfect. We're going to find those little nitpicks. And it's clear that Valve is listening to the community about this stuff. And they're saying, all right, let's see what people don't like and we'll fix it, because they're a small team of people. They can't come up with, like, they can't notice everything. So it makes perfect sense that we're going to see stuff that they didn't see. And then they're going to respond to that stuff. And I think that that's one of the reasons that the Steam Deck the LCD went through so many revisions, not revisions that they told us about, but little things that they, you know, they found and we all reported on. They made all of those changes over time. We're going to see that same thing, but I agree with Rich. It's not going to be instantaneous.
Yeah.
Super chat, $5. Spencer Walker, he said, getting the 512 gigabyte OLED model. I have a deck with 1 terabyte. I'll swap to sell the older deck. Question is reimaging the OS still a pain? I'd imagine it's the same. I'm not sure.
I have never done that.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward with how you do it. But if you found it to be a pain, it would be exactly the same if you're going to look to reimage it. It's a process that it goes through, and I don't expect that really changing. Like if we were to think about this through the lens of like how the Asus RG Ally can do it through the BIOS and have like a cloud download and have it all seamless, I think that's a better user experience. I don't know if the Steam Deck has that. I can double check. From what I know, I think it's just going to be downloading the image, flashing onto a USB drive, connecting it, you know, getting a USB-C to a USB-A adapter, doing the whole song and dance. So from that angle, yeah, it's not great. But I don't think that there's a cloud download. I'll double check though.
Yeah, that would be cool. I missed that from when I was doing the Legion Go SSD upgrade. I was like, they really should have a cloud upgrade.
Yeah.
Super chat from Shiva Jones. I need a 512 gigabyte OLED naked versus 1 terabyte OLED with screen protector comparison. So I don't know. Are any of you buying this? So like, are you buying the LE version, for example?
I think I might buy the limited edition one, the translucent one. And I think I might sacrifice this one that they gave me and do the Bob Wolf special on it. And
Someone asked about that too. Yeah.
I'm going to put it like right there. So it'll just constantly be running. And we'll do some updates on it. But I think I might sacrifice it for science.
I'm so happy to hear that. So yeah, whoever asked about the burn-in test, there you go. It's happening.
That's awesome. I just put in a game, Chromagun, which is an awesome game. If you've never played Chromagun, play it. It's fantastic. I am currently trying to get the trackpad so I can crank up the haptics on that. So haptics intensity currently set to high. And let's go. Oh my God, that Steam button feels so much better. The haptics on the trackpad, very subtle compared to the haptics that are on the on the touchscreen, like when I'm typing in stuff on the keyboard. Like that was very thunky, if that's a word at all, where like when you felt that feedback on here, it's very, very subtle. That's not necessarily good or bad. It's just not what I expected out of that. So go ahead, Kerry.
That's something that I do want to take a little bit of a bigger look at, because the Steam Deck is using Rumble emulation via their haptic engine. So now that that's been changed in the Steam Deck OLED, I did notice that there's a difference. I didn't like it initially, and I don't know if that's just because it's an alien feeling compared to what I'm so used to on the Steam Deck. Having said that, I didn't think that the Steam Deck's Rumble emulation was all that great to begin with. It was better than nothing. So I think I just need to spend a little bit more time with it. But it is, I want to say that it has the ability to be far more pronounced in its having that haptic engine try to make emulate Rumble. So I want to kind of take a bigger look at that. I'd also be interested in what you guys think about that.
It's definitely weaker. Almost like the trackpad, it felt a lot more pronounced on the old one than it does on this one, which is surprising to me because the keyboard felt so intense. Do we have any more questions, Rich? Or are you muted? You're muted, bud.
I'm muted. Darn. will Steam OLED ship next year or next month? They haven't said anything about like shipping, but I don't know. It seems like they're ready to go. Like they're primed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they go on sale next week and then they're going to go out. No.
Yeah. That's I think they want to get in there for the holiday season. I think that's why they announced it now.
Right. It's not like reservation.
I'm pretty sure it'll when you buy it, it ships.
Yeah. Someone else asks, was this released alongside SteamOS 3.5 in the main channel? I've got to say SteamOS 3.5 has literally been a year in the making.
time.
Yeah. Like, I've been using it so long that when people are like, oh, I can't wait for CMOS 3.5, I'm like, what are you waiting for?
Right.
I'm on 3.6.
Like, it's there. Yeah.
Just go.
I get it. It's still not on the main channel. I kind of do expect that by the time the OLED is in people's hands, the 3.5 update will be on the main channel, because it does have like the frame rate slider, the unifying of the sliders.
Right.
So I think they want to push it to main by the time this is out there.
They're going to have to, because HDR is also necessary.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I need to know a game that has HDR in it.
You can go to PC Gaming Wiki and look up all the HDR-enabled games, and it gives you a good list.
No, I mean, like, does anybody know one off the top of their head so I can see if I have it?
Especially a smaller size one.
Yeah.
So there's Cyberpunk. Let's see. Mortal Kombat 11, Hitman 2, Halo 2 Anniversary, all the Halos.
I say Halo is a good one if you want to go smaller.
Devil May Cry 5.
Final Fantasy 7 Remake says Crest of Honor.
Yeah, these are all big games, though. I need something small to install.
Let me see if I can get you
one. I'm looking through the list right now to find something small.
While you guys are doing that, Bobby Breckens with another super chat. With SteamOS 3.5 around the corner, do you all think the addition of the color gamut feature was alluding to an OLED model this whole time?
No, I don't think so. And the only reason I say that is because the direction that I originally, and this is speculation on my part. No one has said anything to me. I asked, but nothing ever got back to me. So this is speculation on my part.
Yeah.
SteamOS 3.5. When you take a look at how they're doing the color stuff, is a very smart way to not just do it on the Steam Deck, but to do it on every display panel, including external TVs or whatever, because what it's doing is it's grabbing that EDID information from the panel itself to be able to do that color stuff for it. So for me, this whole thing wasn't for OLED. It might've been something there, but it's, I think, a bigger thing for me to make SteamOS a more generally available to download and install on anything versus being a landing pad for the Steam Deck OLED. So I still feel like that's largely the use case, especially because on SteamOS 3.5, they also switched the microSD handling. It went from their own hand-rolled solution to a generalized system solution, which, again, is for any type of other device. So a lot of the things for SteamOS 3.5 seem to be underscoring general availability versus this device.
So, Bill, here's a few smaller games. I don't know if you have any of them, but so Castle Storm 2, Disco Elysium, Divinity Original Sin 2, Garfield Kart Furious Racing, and that's as far.
How big is Disco? Or not Disco.
That's 20 gigs.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, Ori.
Oh, yeah, okay, Ori is a good one. That's pretty big, though. That's still, I think, like 15-ish gigs.
The good thing about Ori is that it defaults to HDR on like Rubicon does. Everything else, you're going to might have to jump into the settings to enable it. The other thing is that I think we're allowed to talk about this. You can do the HDR thing. So you can you can visualize it. So you can visualize the HDR mapping.
Adam Savage had it showing in his video, I believe. So
okay, I do believe I think so. I saw it there, and I believe we're no, like, the embargo was yesterday. So
right.
Everything's lifted at this point. Yeah.
Yes. All right. A couple super chats. So EZQL said we are this panel, us right here, we are the 95-96 Bulls team of handhelds.
So. That's a huge compliment.
Humongous. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, gigantic. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Natalie asked the question, what is everyone's favorite portable console of the three big players? And someone else asked a similar question. I'm going to phrase it the way they said, which is Desert Island. What do you bring? Ally, Legion Go, or Deck OLED?
Is there electricity?
That's a
because
great
if there's
question.
Not electricity, you don't have a choice. You got to bring the Deck OLED because it's got the biggest battery.
Yeah, that's true. Let's say there's electricity.
All right. Probably this screen is so good. Probably Deck
OLED. Yeah, it's super nice. It's like crazy nice. But I'm like thinking I'm on a desert island, and I want to use Windows Desktop as well, and I want to do some other things that I wouldn't have.
Yeah, like you're GPD WinMax too.
We have. Yeah, I mean that's what I'm using right now. Right, I'm using WinMax 2 right now to talk to you guys. So that's still my favorite. Oculink. Yeah. Yes, with Oculink. So that still is like my favorite. But out of those three, I think I would ultimately recommend, like, for the mainstream person, for anybody, the Reco is definitely this. It's like, if you want a turnkey solution that is like, you just want to play games, it's still very much PC 2, right? This is like the sequel to PC.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like with any of the ones that have Windows, I'd have to like Google stuff. Like something wouldn't work the way that I would expect it to. And I'd be like, oh my God, now I got to Google stuff. And if I don't have the internet, then I'm beat. This one feels most like a console. And because it feels most like a console, I think that that's probably, for me, the one that I want to go with. I think in our last episode, we were talking about stuff and somebody was like, you guys are a bunch of console players, which I screenshotted and sent to Carrie because he's like the super PC nerd guy, you know? And I was like, that's too funny. But hey, you were right about me. I'm a console player and I'm fine with that. And that's probably the reason I like the Steam Deck the most is because it's so console-like. And earlier we had that question, you know, how do you feel about the Legion Go at this point? And I think, Russ, you said it very well on Twitter, where, like, you know, Windows is still a thing. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's a big differentiator between, like, I'm working on my Lenovo Legion Go review. It'll be out tomorrow. And this has kind of taken a little bit of the wind out of the sails in terms of just overall handheld, like, which one do you recommend? But still, the Lenovo Legion Go and the ROG Ally have a place in that they are Windows handhelds. And that's still, like, Call of Duty, Destiny 2. Like, there are a lot of reasons why, just from a gaming perspective, you may want to have a Windows handheld just for that natural ability to play those Windows games. I don't know. It's I'm still up in the air about all that stuff too. If I had to pick between the three, I would have said the Steam Deck LCD. So the OLED is improving in every single way. So it kind of, you know, obviously don't have one in my hands, but it's kind of made up that mind, like my made up that, I don't know, conclusion for me already. So I don't know.
I'd agree with that. Yeah, I would have said the Steam Deck LCD. The Legion Go has been like my daily driver since I got it, but it still has compatibility issues, given the drivers, things like that. So yeah, right. I think the Steam Deck OLED is the way to go for most people.
Obviously yeah.
Different. Yeah.
If you want Windows stuff, I personally cannot recommend the ROG Ally after using the Legion Go. I know that the software is better, but the software is...
That's so funny.
Yeah, that. I know. I just think that this screen is so much better of an experience with Windows. I don't feel like I need Legion space. Like I could just ignore Legion space and just use Windows like a regular old Windows computer. So like that makes that a more usable thing. Plus, I like that I can take the controls off, separate it to fit in my backpack a little bit better. So the ROG Ally for me, it's out. I'm not interested. The Legion Go, thumbs up if you want to do Windows stuff. If you want a more console-like experience, obviously the Steam Deck. But I don't think that the Steam Deck OLED makes anybody who purchased the Lenovo Legion Go, like, I don't think you should have buyer's remorse there. No, because, totally. Yes, the screen is better, but you're still getting a really nice machine. And it can do things that the Steam Deck cannot. It can play games that the Steam Deck can't. And I think right. that, you know, there's a reason you spent money on that device anyway.
It's a Game Pass machine, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's still a good price. Lenovo Legion Go is a good price for what you're getting.
It is.
I don't know. There's like things, and I'm going to be talking about this in my video. Ultimately, I think I align with what Russ is saying overall. I still agree with all of you guys, right? Like for us, it's hard to recommend anything GPD, anything Aya, because they're so specialized. And when I say specialized, I mean the customer user experience, right? Like if you have a problem, that's going to suck. And I hate recommending something where it's like, oh, I got a problem with this thing. I have to ship it back. I'm like, oh, and he's like, it cost me $80 to ship it back. And I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. I'm so sorry that happened.
Right.
Like, that right. sucks. So I can't even recommend them because they're for Uber nerds. And like, if you're like an Uber nerd, yeah, I can recommend the GPD Win 4. Yeah, I can recommend the GPD Win Max 2. It's what I have. It's what I use and I love. I mean, if you want Oculink, if you want a handheld that can do Oculink, you got no other options. So though, like, there are, you know, avenues where you can try to start recommending things, but you have to like qualify everything that you're going to say. And I don't know, the Steam Deck is still so easy to recommend because I just know that Valve is always going to be updating it. They're always going to be taking care of people. They're always going to be moving forward. And the only thing that sucks about the Steam Deck recommendation is that it's not available everywhere. So it's like, the first thing I hear back is like, oh, I would love to get it. Like, yeah, I would love for you to get it as well. So that's the other part, right? Like, you have to, if it's not available, if Steam Deck's not available in your region, then it's like, okay, well, let's start looking at these availability, you know, what's available to you. So there's many answers to this question, and it's something that people have to subjectively understand. And we can, all of us collectively, try to give our best recommendation possible, but I would behoove everyone to listen to the nuance.
Yeah. That's the thing is on the internet, nuance is a very, very rare thing. I would say also, like, for us, we can also keep our audience in mind because, like, Fox, you have if I were to put a group of your audience members into a room and a group of my audience members in a room, and I asked you and I asked them to like solve some kind of engineering problem, nothing against my guys, but your guys are way more technical, I think. Because right. When I talk about stuff, I don't get into the technical details. I'm always very like, oh, this is how it feels. It's always just like what I think of it. And like your videos, you're always talking about, you know, the hardcore benchmarks, the hardcore battery tests. You know, you start talking about why a portrait display is better or is worse on Windows than on other operating systems, like that kind of stuff. So when your audience asks you for your recommendation, I think you should feel pretty safe to recommend the GPD, WinMax, whatever. But if somebody asked me about it, I would never recommend that because most people who watch my stuff are like, you know, they're the filthy casuals like me. I'm a filthy casual and I'm okay with that.
Real quick, super chat. 3 games you will want to play, replay on the OLED deck. Maybe we can do 1 game each, right? So for me, I'm going to pick Ori. We were talking about Ori earlier. That's a game I want to see on the OLED screen.
Yeah, I don't have Ori and the Will of the Wisps, or I would have tried installing that. Right now I'm trying to install Hades so that I can show off the FPS slider. But if I'm looking for a game to replay, I know this sounds stupid, but maybe Skyrim? Like, that's always such a drab-looking game. I wonder if the OLED is going to help that out a little bit and make it look a little bit better. What do you think, Russ?
I was thinking Halo 4, because it's got like a lot of those like neon kind of coloring to it with that, like those orange weapons. I don't know my terminology for Halo, but like that's got a lot of rich vibrancy to it. And so I really want to see that in HDR and in OLED. Otherwise, it probably would have been Hades, just because that's the game I play all the time. But
which is starting right now. What about you, Carrie?
The game that was, I basically installed my benchmark suite. So I have Doom Eternal, Cyberpunk. All of these just happen to be like, I mean, I'm doing it, but I was like looking at the list on PC Gaming Wiki of all the HDR ones. And I was like, oh, Cyberpunk, oh, that. And I'm just like going through it. But then I also got Ratchet and Clank. And I'm just genuinely excited to jump back into Ratchet and Clank to just play the game on the OLED one. I'm like so stoked for that right now that I think after like when I have a pocket of time to just play, I'm actually looking forward to that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had another super chat come in. It said, does the anti-glare ruin the vibrancy of OLED? We kind of talked about that at the beginning. I wouldn't say ruin, but it definitely takes a little bit away from it. You know, here's the anti-glare. You could see the blacks are not quite as inky as they should be, I'm sure. And then my Nintendo Switch OLED version does not have... Well, that's not a good example because they use gray instead of black. Somebody showed it off. Dave2D showed it off on his video where you could definitely see the difference. Yeah.
I will say that when I powered mine on, I didn't even know that it was anti-glare. I was like looking at it and I was like, no, this isn't anti-glare. This is just straight glass. Yeah, it still pops out. I would say that, I can't really comment on the clean glass one, but it's not intrusive. Technically, I still prefer the anti-glare. And I think I would, it's like kind of what Russ cares about. Like when he starts getting fingerprints on stuff, it's fingerprint resistant, which I greatly love.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go
ahead, Russ.
I was going to say, I also don't like it when my screen is like reflective, like a mirror, you know, like that's one of my complaints about the Legion Go, you know, it's just like, that is distracting for me. And so I like the etched glass, even if it is going to mute the colors a little bit.
Yeah. I'm reflecting like my studio lights on this thing. Like this is a stupidly bright light that I'm pointing this thing at right now. And you can still see the text. At least, I don't know if you guys can see it or if YouTube's compressing the hell out of it. But on my screen, I can see the text, the white text, in spite of that glare, which is really crazy. And the reason I held it up here is to show off that, you know, we've got the 90 hertz refresh rate, which I feel like nobody's talking about how awesome that is, because it gives you so many options, because they've combined the refresh rate and the frame rate sliders into one slider now. And because of that, you can easily hit 45 frames per second. You can easily hit 30 frames per second. So if you go 30 frames per second and you leave it at 90 hertz right now, if you're playing a 30 frames per second game, it just shows you the same frame three times in a row. Like, that's awesome. If I want to do, if my game is hitting 40 frames per second, or 45 frames per second, I can cap it at 45. And leave this at 90, and it's just going to double the frames. It's just going to be really, really nice. And while it would have been nice if this were a VRR display, I don't care all that much.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though.
Bill, sorry, before you go, Carrie, Bill, can you show the performance overlay? Some people are asking to see what the FPS is. And also one more. No, actually, you go ahead, Carrie.
I was just going to say that it was an interesting decision that they went with MIPI panel again. And also, I can understand why they went portrait-based again, because I guess it's easier for them that they don't really have to muck around in two different code bases. Like, they can just kind of push things in one direction. But it's, I guess they also don't care about Windows, right? Like, also, like, whatever. But, it's interesting that they went MIPI anyway. So it's just curious. It's a curious decision.
Yep.
Yeah. One thing I'll say about the frame rate thing and the slider is like, that is just another layer for the user where you don't have to worry about all the things happening in the background and understanding all that differences. You just slide it to what works and then it'll start working. Right. As a user, you know, as a filthy casual as well, like I love that idea, you know? And so I appreciate that they've kind of embedded that together, and that Valve has already proven time and time again that they know what they're doing. And I don't mind trusting that when they have a setting there and I can adjust it, that it's going to be good. And so agreed. I like that. I don't trust Ioneo's sliders or any other stuff. You know what I mean? And so that's just another layer that for the user is seamless and good.
Yeah. And the performance overlay on the Steam Deck, I mean, it's the same one that we had before. It's awesome because it allows you, especially like a casual like me, I can bring this up on screen and just start screwing around with some settings in a game until I get a stable frame rate that I'm happy with. And then all I do is I bring up my menu here on the right, not that one. I bring up my menu on the right hand side and I say, okay, I'm capping out at 45 frames per second. I just zip that over to where it needs to be. And I'm all set.
Nice.
Beautiful.
We had another super chat come in from, did I skip any, or is that Kavar is the newest one?
There was one from Alejandro earlier, so I'll do that one real quick. He said, let's not forget about the warranty. I've yet to get my Neo Air Plus back. It's been 6 months. Lenovo and Asus are a bit better. Keep it up, guys. I think that one was towards us. But yeah, the Valve warranty, as we were saying at that time, it's just really, really good. I mean, obviously with Lenovo and Asus, you can go into the store and do your return there. So that's great. But Valve support so far has been, yeah, pretty stellar from what I've heard.
6 months. That's terrible. Six months waiting really around for your device. That's absolutely unbelievable. Like, that's that they should be sued.
Yeah, especially in the PC space. It moves so quickly. You know what I mean? There's three more INEOs out in that time.
Literally.
Yeah, it's I mean, like, typically, I think the fastest turnaround time you'd be looking at is like 6 weeks. Your best case. So, like, you want to usually ship via the cheapest shipping method, so it takes a while to get there. But also using faster shipping method will go through customs, and then they'll like decline it because they're not going to pay customs fees on it. So it's like there's this whole process of returning that just sucks. And even when they get it, they're going to fix it. And then insofar as what GPD does, GPD will ship back via 2-day express again. So they'll just, that's a free call. You have to pay to ship to them and they'll ship it back 2-day express. But the best I've ever heard of, even in that scenario, is 6 weeks. It's a hard thing to recommend. It's a hard thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that some people might be seeing like this flashing happening on screen right now. It is not happening in person. That has something to do with like the frame rate of my camera, the frame rate of the screen, or the frame rate that I'm streaming at on YouTube. So if you're looking at that and you're like, boy, that looks bad, I'm not seeing that here in real life like that. And it was happening right here in the performance overlay. So that's not happening in real life.
Yeah.
We had another super chat came in from Kavar. They said, on the complete list of changes for the OLED deck, what does this mean? Added preliminary support for open source BIOS and EC firmware. Somebody want to jump in on that? I have no idea what that means.
So EC is that extended controller or something controller? Embedded controller. So I think the speculation from what I saw is that preliminary support for open source BIOS and EC firmware. So they're open sourcing those two things and then adding support for it. But yeah, I agree. I'm a little stumped on that one too.
The BIOS and how that gets flashed, I forget which one it was. It is different from what is normally found on AMD devices. Usually right. They have like an AMI BIOS. And the one that's on, I want to say it's similar. But this is something that I haven't heard of, so I don't know anything about the specifics for it at all.
So if you go to the Steam Deck site, the new Steam Deck OLED site, there's a list of patch notes almost. I'll see if I can bring it up real quick. And it is in that list. But while I'm doing that, the other super chat that came through, Linus speculated that they are using the same panel as the Switch OLED and that they don't have volume for a custom panel yet. And that might be why it's still MIPI.
Okay. So they're just like leveraging Samsung's like thing. Because if I recall correctly, the Switch OLED is made by Samsung. And if that's the case, and they're just kind of rattling out those same ones, I guess so.
It's also a different size, though.
Yeah, 7.4 versus 7.
Right, but if it's like in the same type of wheelhouse, like if it's MIPI, 800p, a little bit larger, I guess I could see it. Samsung would be a top contender to get that panel from. I don't know who Steam is getting them from, but Samsung as a display manufacturer has the capability of doing EDP as well. So I don't know.
All right. So sorry, we can't answer your question. We got one from Golden Spoon. Oh, no, that's the one we just talked about.
Yeah, right? But there's a new one from BT Maverick. Can you turn the OLED, I've been waiting to find out. Can you turn the OLED deck on in the dock via the controller? So I know that was one of the notes in there.
Right.
You
can wake from wake. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Carrie, have you tested that yet? Yeah, Carrie, have you done that?
I have not. I'm just still installing. I'm still installing stuff, but I was also working, so I didn't really get off work until basically we started.
Yeah. Bill, you were going to say you don't have a controller.
I don't have a Bluetooth controller nearby that I have paired to the Steam Deck. And I wouldn't be able to do it on screen anyway because my dock is over there with the TV. So yeah. Look forward to an answer to that question in one of our videos or probably all of our videos.
You can see the two new light sensors on the bezels on the left and right. You have to look at them in the light, but you can see it's on the top right and top left. There's the two new light sensors.
It's going to be
literally, it's like literally right there.
Right here?
Yep, there's that one, and then on the other side.
Oh, yeah, they look like little tiny squares. Boy, they are really hard to see. I'm going to bring it up close and try and show the audio listeners what that looks like.
you got that shot in there. Yep, you
can see. Yeah, there's the there it is right there, and then the other one is right about there. You can just barely see it.
Well, so those are the two new light sensors that are also new to the OLED.
Super chat from Nicholas. How much of a difference I think we talked about this. How much of a difference is there between the screen of the OLED and the Lenovo Legion Go? Is it noticeable? So I think everyone said, or Bill and Kerry said, it is noticeable. It is absolutely noticeable. The Steam Deck OLED is better. Is that right, guys?
Without a doubt.
It's so the Lenovo Legion Go's display is fantastic, and it how would I describe it versus the OLED Steam Deck? So the Steam Deck OLED, I've said this before, and I guess the only way that I could like try to conceptualize that into a sentence so that people can understand is that it looks like a magazine. It looks like a sticker. If you just like took away the stuff in any motion and you were just passing by, you would confuse it for being off and just having a fake screen on there. Whereas the Lenovo Legion Go is clearly that it's on and it's illuminating, right? So that's the difference that I would say is that it's like uncanny good on the Steam Deck OLED versus very good on the,
Imagine when you were younger and you went to a store and you were walking through the store and you saw a computer and you walked over to that computer and it was just a piece of cardboard with a picture printed on the front of it. And you were like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
That's what this looks like. It looks so crisp. I think Digital Foundry said it's the best screen in a handheld like ever is what they said, which I don't know if I can say that because I only have these handhelds in front of me, but it's gorgeous. It's really, really nice.
That's amazing. Another super chat was another topic I really wanted to cover. So torque screws. What are your thoughts on the torque screws?
I'm fine with it. Like I know the whole bit about it as well and how they changed how it's coming out so that it prevents people from stripping the screws and stuff.
Right.
I think overall it's fine. If that's what they had to do to improve the process of not stripping those screws, then great.
I think overall just the repairability improvements. So they have a number of bullet points on that. So they said they lowered the number of screw types throughout the entire system. Mm-hmm. They reduced the step count required for common repairs. They moved the bumper switch. Now it's on the joystick board, so that's easier to repair. And we mentioned earlier, but the display, you no longer have to take off the rear cover to do a display of replacement or repair. So, they did a lot as far as repairability goes.
Not only that, but maybe I'm misunderstanding how this works, but it seems like they're no longer using self-tapping screws because the screws are going into metal instead of going into the plastic. So when you take your Steam Deck apart, you know, you take some stuff out or change something around, you're not running the risk, or at least not as much of a risk, of damaging it so that when you go to put it back together, you mess it up. And that I think is really, really good. I can't imagine any other company doing that. Like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Switch has that too, but I doubt it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no way. They don't want people opening up the Switch. That thing is like practically glued together. It's across the board, right? Like it's all the little details is what makes the Switch OLED so amazing. Like it's every part. You could try to nitpick it and it's going to be difficult to nitpick it because that's where we're going to be. That's where our challenge lies in is like, you know, this is great, but And every time with even the original Steam Deck, it was kind of easy to like pinpoint some stuff. It's like, oh, that feels a little not great, and that's mushy, and this could be better. And everywhere you're looking, it's like, oh, that did, oh, right. So, yeah, I guess from our point of view, it's just going to be like, it's great. There's nothing wrong with it as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, so, to be honest, they improved all the little things that I was like hoping, you know, like it went so far above and beyond what I was thinking. You know, when I first got the email, oh, cool, OLED Steam Deck, right? And then I look at it and I'm like, why didn't they say all the 100 other things they improved as well? You know what I mean? Seriously, and then the only thing I can think of that like I can already start thinking about is like, I wish they'd improved it. And I don't know if it was within the realm of possible, but USB 4 would have been nice on
yes.
this mm-hmm. as well. That's like the only thing I can think of. And that's
yes.
I don't know. That's all. Everything else is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy how impressive this, like, this is extensive, and Valve totally, they pulled a Scotty. For those of you that don't watch Star Trek, Scotty always said, you know, you promise X and then you deliver X plus 5, knowing you only promise X minus 5, knowing that you're going to go way better than that. And that's what they did here. Like, they promised something and then they nailed it. They just knocked it out of the park so far.
Under promise so and over delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Bill, if you have the original, but if you have the original Doom, like the 93 version on your Steam Deck, that actually has HDR support.
Oh, I do. Okay. So
it also runs at 35 FPS. So it should, you should run at 70.
That's wait, which one? Which Doom?
The old school one.
Yeah, I might not have that one. DE.
What? Do you even game, bro?
I have Doom 2.
No, I have Doom 3.
Oh, wait, there it is. No, wait. Is that Doom 3? No, that's Doom 3, Doom Eternal.
You don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have it.
It's so expensive. All right, well, I get it.
You got a ton of super chats today. So the first thing you need to do is
Yeah. I played Doom back in the day.
I don't keyboard. Care. It's been remade. You need to go buy it.
Well, can I do the same thing with Doom 2?
No, it's not on the list, at least. Doom, Heretic, Hexen, Strife, Chex Quest. Those are all listed.
Chex Quest. Amazing.
All right. You were saying about super chats. I know that we had one in here from a bunch of people. Did we get this one from Lamont where it's like trading SD for OLED? Did we hit that one? I missed it, I think. You can have my VRR when you pry my ally out of my cold dead hands.
VRR is huge. I it's a big thing that I always talk about. I would agree. VRR is amazing.
Oh, they also said if only this didn't have proprietary egoism. I don't get that. I think that this is a self-preservation kind of thing, them not putting Windows on here. In my opinion, like that's they don't want Windows on here because it's it makes it harder for them to maintain their edge.
Would something there are features that they are developing that are only possible, I think, because of the fact that they control the OS, right? So not just the OS, but the compositor itself, right? So even just in Linux, a lot of the features that we have on the Steam Deck OLED are not yet possible if you're not in game mode. If you're just in regular desktop mode, you're not going to get a lot of those features, mm-hmm. at least not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. And then there's like the wake from Bluetooth. I don't think that's possible on a Windows, even with the latest Bluetooth drivers or Bluetooth network adapters. I don't know if that's true.
The other thing to think about too, I would say that because they're within Linux, they are doing two things. Number one, they are pushing Linux gaming like as a whole, like mm-hmm. to the better, right? And I don't think they could do that on the Windows side. They cannot push Microsoft to make all the changes that they can just do themselves within mm-hmm. Linux. And so that's why I think that, yeah, I'm good with it. You know, we're in a growing period and things are just getting better all the time. And I don't think we would have seen that within the Windows ecosystem. And so I get it. Like I want to play Destiny 2 on my Steam Deck as well. And I don't want to install Windows. And so I get those issues, but all the same. I appreciate that they're doing it.
We had a super chat come in. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Carrie.
All right. I'll be as quick as I possibly can here. You have to look at it through the angle of also that with all of Valve's contributions to this scene is that it does, even though Microsoft does a fantastic job of legacy, right? They're the company that you know that they will continue to support things for decades. And a lot of the APIs will just run, but there are still a tremendous amount of games on Windows. Like if you go to Windows 11, try to run a Windows 98 game, you're not going to have a clean time. There's going to be things that you need to do to patch it. Whereas with this stuff that Valve is doing with Proton and everything else, they are basically giving us another preservation effort of playing these old games in another environment and making sure that they run in that environment outside of needing Microsoft to constantly need to be pushing for legacy and always making sure old things run. So there is the benefit in that regard outside of Valve is now the only real Linux place that you can get VRR and HDR. Linux is hilariously bad in that respect. I actually tweeted out this morning, which is weird because Linux is always very good with CPU and IO. Like you will always beat Windows on Linux for CPU and IO. They will always optimize that. But for anything desktop side, they don't do such a good job. And Valve is the only one that's really kind of picking up the slack there. Yep.
There was a super chat that came in. They said, does SteamOS have any tools to transfer things between devices? You don't really need that because you have Steam Cloud. All your backups are in the cloud, although none of my backups seem to have downloaded.
They also added the new feature. If you're if you have a PC in your network that has a game installed, you can install the game from the same network. You don't have to. It will default to that automatically, so it'll insta transfer from your PC instead of needing to use the internet.
I turned that off on my stuff the other day because I was trying to download games so that I could like run benchmarks, which I'll never do again. And like that was slowing things down, I think. So I ended up turning off that feature.
I was going to say, I don't think it'll download from a Steam Deck. So it'll download to a Steam Deck, right? Using LAN transfers, but I don't believe it'll download from a Steam Deck. A few more super chats. Do you think the transparent shell cases would be easier to install on the OLED? I think from what I've seen just generally is that in general, the repairability is much better on this new Steam Deck. So I think it's going to be easier to install. Someone else asked if there's still glue on the battery. I don't know if that's the case. I know that
it is glued down, but they said that they didn't go as nearly as crazy as they did last time.
That's good. That's good to hear. Someone said the deck is a gateway drug for Linux desktop usage.
That's fair. Yeah, for sure. Like I'm still of the belief I had the conversation with someone on Twitter about this where there is a possibility that SteamOS might be the default Linux desktop that everyone uses. I don't think that's a statement that a lot of hardcore Linux people like to hear. But having said that, they are designing Linux to be easy to use for everyone. And I think as the stores and whatnot, and just general application support coming that way, I think that there's a real opportunity for people for developers to be just targeting SteamOS. It's like, you can run this application on SteamOS and not any other Linux distribution.
You know, I've had a lot of people when we're talking about Linux and stuff and comparing the different games and the different systems. And they're always like, they always talk about desktop mode on Linux. But the thing is desktop mode on Linux is optional and desktop mode on Windows is not optional. You know, like you don't ever have to go into desktop mode on your Steam Deck for any reason. If you're just buying it and playing games that you buy from Steam, like there's no reason for you to have to go into desktop mode. So I think that that's like one of the reasons why it's so good is because they focused on a controller first user interface. And that's what like we've been talking about it for weeks, you know, talking about the different Windows systems. None of them have a good controller first user interface. And even when they do, like 9 times out of 10, you have to do something with the touchscreen.
Yep.
Yep.
Let me go ahead. So I heard somebody was going to say something.
I've got something. So not a super chat, but our friend Deck Wizard is in the chat. What's up, Deck Wizard? Deck Wizard. Deck Wizard asks, what do you guys think about Valve saying they want to release SteamOS for other devices and that it's a high priority of theirs?
I'll believe it when I see it, because they've been saying that for a while now, and I want it so I can install it on my computer over there.
Thanks. I didn't want to be the one to say it this time.
Yeah, it'll open up the whole world for the mini PC gaming space. Like, that's going to be really amazing. You know, I review a lot of those mini PCs, and the ability to just throw that on there would be amazing. I do it with like Bodicera and whatnot, but that's very retro gaming focused. But if you could have a whole SteamOS client like that, bypass all the Windows stuff, that can really make a lot of mini PCs a lot more compelling. There's a new mini PC just announced yesterday that has Oculink. And so think about all those prospects with that as well. That would be pretty interesting.
That would be sick.
Somebody did a super chat earlier. They asked about the resume time. They said it's 30% faster. I'm not going to be able to tell you whether or not it's 30% faster or like any kind of qualifying number. But what I will do, if I can just move that out of the way, is I'll bring up this game that's playing right now, which I forget the name of, but it's awesome and you should definitely pick it up. If I hit home, Neon Drive. It's really great. But I'm going to put it to sleep.
I love the.
I like the orange in the logo. Yeah. That was really cool. And then I'm going to turn it back on. And there you go. I don't know if it's faster or not. Like, it's hard to compare, especially because once I signed into here, it kicked me out of my old Steam Deck. It doesn't always do that when you have a Steam Deck. It's because I canceled my two-factor authentication because I had a new phone. So I kind of ruined everything. But there's your answer. What, Russ, you said it looked fast to you?
It looked a lot faster to me. Yeah, just eyeballing it, you know. I've been doing a lot of testing with Legion Go and doing its sleep function, and it's like slow. And so that was very impressive to me just because of what I'm used to. So
every time I've tried on the Legion Go, like I've closed a game, walked away for 5 minutes, come back, game was always frozen. I'm like, all right, yeah. I give up.
I left it on overnight, which for me, it was not long, like maybe 6 hours. But I did overnight 6 hours, 100% battery, and then put it to sleep, walked away, came back, turned it on. It did a full boot in, like a Lenovo logo again. So it took a good 30 seconds to actually start up, and I lost 7% battery.
Jeez.
7% just rebooting?
And just putting it to sleep and coming back 6 hours later. And by putting it to sleep, all I tapped on the power button, like, and the window desktop was showing. That's all I did. So
I'll tell you who's the champ.
Okay, stuff.
I'll tell you who's the champ at leaving your system just ignoring it for a while, and that's Nintendo. Like, you can turn this thing off and come back in 6 months, and it'd probably be like 4% lower.
Yeah,
it's crazy the battery life on the, or not the battery life, but the just the resting mode of the Switch.
Yeah. I don't know.
Also, the Vita.
Yeah, Vita too.
Yeah.
I think I can go back to my Vita now and it would have a little battery charge right now.
Yeah. It's the same thing with like my 3DS. I didn't use that for years. And I was like, what's going on? I pat it on. I'm like, whoa, how'd that happen? What's going on there? What are these guys doing?
Yes. I got to say, I'm a little starstruck. We skipped over it, but EmuDeck just sent a super chat a little while ago. Woo. What's up, EmuDeck? Love those guys.
Yes, they do amazing stuff, and I would not do emulation on my Steam Deck if not for them.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of the filthy casuals as well. Guy Manley said, planned to drop my SSD, right? Guy Manley planned to drop my SSD from my current deck into the OLED model. Might this be possible, considering the new panel drivers, OS tweaks, etc. from Valve? Yeah, I think we covered that, and I think it was Lawrence, I think, that said it is possible. Lawrence Yang?
It was Pierre Liu.
Pierre Liu, excuse me. Plague Man.
I'm assuming that it'll be by the time they actually ship to the people, right? That they'll probably have some sort of OS update within Steam Deck itself. And so you can update your Steam Deck, then take out the SD card, put it into the new one, or not SD card, but solid state drive, and then put that into the new one. I think it'll be seamless.
Yeah, so just so everybody, are we allowed to talk about what operating system I'm on right now?
I think so. They said my embargo is totally lifted.
Okay. Yeah. Valve, don't come after me. I don't know.
We love you.
We're fans. But if you look right now, My operating system channel is Galileo, and my Steam Deck update channel is Steam Deck Beta. So I'm imagining that when these things ship, Galileo will get renamed, and it'll be the thing that, you know, it'll just be like SteamOS number, but not 3.5, because we're never getting there.
Well, that system's 3.5, and whenever people get them, they're going to need 3.5 generally. So 3.5 has to be coming sometime soon.
Yes.
I don't believe it. All right. Let's see. I'm just looking through the super chats. If we missed your super chat, I apologize. Like, Rich has been watching that, but he doesn't have access to the same interface that I do because we're on my channel, and there's just so much on the screen. It's hard to find everything.
Yeah, I thought I got all of them, and then you called out some ones that I didn't see. So I'm like, what in the world?
Right, because I get to scroll back. I can scroll back and see older stuff, and you're not allowed to do that, unfortunately, even though you're a mod. But I'm looking at, we got Alejandro Rubio said, quick tip, terminal for Win, shutdown /H saves your battery. I did not know that.
So command prompt line, I guess.
I'm not doing that, though. I'm not going to type in a command prompt, but that's awesome. No,
don't type in any commands you don't understand.
So don't type in any commands is what you're saying, because I don't understand any of them. I remember back when I was in the Army and we used Unix. I remember like LS-L, like that kind of stuff. That's the level of knowledge that I had.
I remember those days. Bill and I used to work at the same spot, you know, here in Hawaii way back in the day, not at the same time, but I remember the Unix terminals being there I got there in 2001. So yeah, they were still there.
I left there in 1999. How weird is that?
Deltree **.
Yeah, sure. I'm typing it right now. Is that okay?
No. Please don't.
Okay. Chicken Fried Corgi says lack of FP sensor is a bummer. Hate PW on my SD. If the VP is such a VIP, maybe we should keep his presence here on the QT. Otherwise, he'll be MIA and we'll all be put on QT.
Well done.
KP, sorry. what does he mean? Lack of FP sensor is a bummer.
Lack of FP sensor?
Yeah.
Facial? Fingerprint.
Right. Okay.
Put the password on the Steam Deck. Yeah, that's fair.
Yes. Good translation. I
mean, yeah, thank you. I'm an expert at abbreviations. But I mean, I still love like those pin number with the controls. So most of the time, it's not like I have to enter my password most of the time. I'll do the QR code one time and then I just do the pin number.
My ROG Ally fingerprint sensor never works.
Really? Mine is the one that works the best out of all of them I've ever used. We need to swap.
Well, that's the only one that I've used. So maybe there's something wrong with my finger. You guys can look at it. Is it okay? All right. any other thoughts that you guys want to talk about? We have been going for an hour and 40 minutes already, and I don't want to take up everybody's time. So, Carrie, final thoughts? He can't think of anything to say.
I don't want to say that everyone should go ahead and get a Steam Deck OLED if they already have a Steam Deck. I don't think that's the case. I think you should really look into what you're looking to get out of it, how you use the Steam Deck, and see if the things that you're using are lacking in your any way that you think it's lacking. If you want a better display, yes, it is a fantastic display. If you wanted better battery life, absolutely. If you wanted better performance, then you can safely ignore this. And I think that is where I am at the moment. You're still going to get the really good SteamOS experience, and that updates are still going to apply to both. So I think that's where I would like to just kind of say it, like leave it there.
Yeah. And the entire time that I've been using this, I've been like completely distracted by like half listening to the conversation, half reading chat. So I don't have a definitive thought on this yet. But every time I look down at this screen, I am blown away at how gorgeous the colors are on this thing. It's just absolutely bananas. And just a second ago, you guys, the audio listeners, just a second ago, I was on like the black loading screen of Dead Cells. And it's just beautiful. Like, it was just absolute pure black. It looks fantastic. And I just cannot stop looking at this. I don't know if I'll ever dock my Steam Deck again. It's just so damn good.
You know what? I was wrong. Bill's right. Throw away your Steam Deck. Only get the OLED. OLED for life.
No, I wouldn't say that because it's expensive. I mean, it's not that expensive. The price point that they hit is crazy.
It is an amazing display. OLED is the best. Just OLED's amazing. They made an amazing OLED display. It's great. I would, if you could see it in person first, that'd be great. Or just Valve, don't, just buy it.
Get these things in stores. Like that way you'll sell a lot more. People will go to the store and they'll see it and they'll be like, holy cannoli, that's beautiful. Yeah. Any final it's thoughts or predictions before you get out of here, before you take off, Russ, and see if yours is delivered yet?
Yeah, so I have to say, you know, the thing I love about the Steam Deck is just that it's that user experience where it is a console-like experience where I just pick it up, start playing, and it's just all working, you know. It's going to be very hard once I have the OLED in my hands to go back to the LCD one, I think. And then also, the battery life to me is a huge win. Like, I already think the Steam Deck battery life is great for what you're getting, right? And the fact that they have improved that so much, just that the battery capacity and efficiencies, like, I'm really excited to see how, like, for example, playing a GameCube game on this, how long is it going to run? You know, how long can I play Link's Wind Waker HD on Wii U on an OLED display? How long is it going to run? Because that is not a very demanding game.
That's going
to
look sick.
Yeah. So those kind of things I'm very, very excited about. And yeah, like I mentioned, it's going to be hard to go back.
Rich, we're about to see a Rich shaped smoke cloud as he bolts out the door to go to go see if he can pick up his. Final thoughts before you actually get to have hands on with this thing.
Yeah. So when the details leaked about the Steam Deck revision, all we had was the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth. And I made a list that I thought was outrageous of things they could do. Improved storage, improved controls, improved screen. Valve hit nearly each bullet point on that list. The only things they did not hit was Hall sensor, which they claimed they felt like had reliability issues at the time, so they didn't use the Hall sensor analog sticks. And the other thing I had on my wish list was USB 4. They didn't do that either or add any additional ports. In terms of adding ports, you know, they want to keep the same frame, so I get that. But USB 4 really would have been nice. They didn't do that. But that's it. Everything else, they did it. So I'm impressed that they went this far with a refresh. And yeah, you're going to see a Rich smoke soon.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Those things are good nitpicks. The OLED's garbage. Stay with your LCD one.
And that is the definitive answer for all of the people who are here. By the way, I don't know where we peaked or whatever, but we currently have like 1,000 people watching. So thank you guys for coming here. If you guys have not already gone to youtube.com/retrogamecore, youtube.com/thefox, that's THEPHAWX, or youtube.com/fanthedeck, you are missing out on fantastic content. So you guys are all here, but go to those other guys, subscribe to them. Make sure you check out EmuDeck. Thank you to those guys for coming here and being here. And thank you to everybody who sent in super chats. You guys are fantastic. And Deck Wizard for showing up as well. We really appreciate it. Now everybody here has to stop talking so that we can go and do all of the work that we got to do so that we can put out our review videos about this. And this thing is just absolutely fantastic. If I could do the carry thumbnail trick in reverse at the end, that's what I would do. But it's a live show, so we're stuck with the thumbnail we got. Anyway, from the Nerd Nest, everybody, stay rad. Bye-bye.
Besitos.